Welcome back to The Off-Peak, a series from Charged Fleet covering a variety of angles related to electric fleet vehicles and how to electrify fleets. I'm Martin Ramju, editor of Charged Fleet, and in this episode, we will talk to a fleet operator who's been running EVs for more than 5 years. He did it long before it became cool or was issued as a fleet mandate. Robert Gaskill co-founded Motev in Los Angeles in 2016 with a mostly Tesla fleet. As an experienced chauffeur in the entertainment industry, Gaskill tapped growing demand among celebrities, VIPs, and business travelers to be driven free of carbon emissions. He now runs a fleet of 32 vehicles, including 11 Tesla EVs, 5 Mercedes-Benz hybrids, and 5 Mercedes diesel models. As many fleet managers now scramble to electrify, early EV adopters like Gaskill have plenty of wisdom to share. Please take a listen from our recent conversation. All right. Well, Robert Gaskill, co-founder of Motev, thank you very much for joining us. You've obviously been running an electric fleet for 5 years and wanted to get an overview of what are some of the challenges that you have faced, some of the biggest ones being an experienced EV fleet operator.
Well, the two biggest is the awareness of the electric vehicle movement, and then the educating about the needs and wants of this particular type of vehicle. We have grown up with internal combustion engines, gas, diesel. It's only been the last few years that we've now had these vehicles that run 100% on battery or hybrid technology. Well, with the vehicles running on hybrid, it's not that much of a learning curve because you can hit a button and that car doesn't have any range anxiety issues. Because if you default to using up all of your battery, it automatically kicks in to the gas, the combustible engine side, and you continue on your way and there's no interruption, there's no issue. When the vehicle is 100% electric, well, it's just like your phone. How many times have you accidentally forgot to plug it in and then all of a sudden you get on a call, you've got 2 minutes left on your battery and well, you can search and find a cord and plug your phone in and get on the call. You can't do that with a car. You can't just plug it in and then drive it plugged in or have a battery in the trunk that it's siphoning off the energy from in order to limp you to your next situation. So it's that mindset of teaching someone to go, you have to be aware of the device, of the unit, and prepare for it. It is very cost effective. And once you learn how to take care of it, nurture it, just like anything else, it'll take care of you. So that has been our biggest issue, is making sure that the public sees this as something that's actually going to enhance their lives without that huge learning curve and helping them along with it. This is not a bad thing. This is not some big monster in the closet. It's something that will actually enhance your lives, not hinder it. And it's okay to touch it, feel it, and get involved with it. And that has been some of our biggest challenges, is getting people to get up and not see it as a monster, but to see it as something friendly and embrace it.
So you mentioned renewing your fleet. I was curious, what are some of the deciding factors when you turn over your EVs in your fleet, and how does that process differ from ICE vehicle turnovers?
Well, the first thing is again, infrastructure. Does your vehicle, does the new vehicle come with all of the attachments and that makes it easy for you to use your normal wall socket, the 110 or the 220? Are there supercharger capabilities out there that are specific to that car? Like Tesla has their supercharger station, so it's obvious that you can take a Tesla to a supercharger and it seamlessly plugs into their system, and that their software and everything like that works seamless with that vehicle. Now you go with other vehicles, you've got to make sure that you have those attachments that allow you to plug into that system. You also might have to have an account with your credit card in order for billing and stuff like that to go seamless. So you have to call ahead or get some kind of a membership online that you can link to in order to plug into those systems. With the design and the battery being so heavy in the vehicle, you have to understand when you're you've got to think about the noise cancellation. You've got to think about those vibrations. So you've got to be thinking about the wear and tear on vehicles. As they get lighter, they start to rattle a little bit more, vibrate a little bit more. You're going to have issues with the body. You're going to have issues with systems and software and stuff like that. So that's some of the things that you've got to think about. Are you ready as a business to be able to mitigate those issues instantly before your clients get in, before you accept this new baby that's coming into your fleet, these EVs?
You look at battery performance. How do you decide outside of just regular model updates when an EV is just ready to be replaced?
That's a very good question. And we've been in business over 5 years and we're going through that right now. And most of our, we had a little bit of an anxiety of when that process really needed to start, because the batteries and the actual units themselves, not the body of the vehicle, but the actual brain and the battery and the actual movement of the, has been terrific in our fleet. It's wonderful. It saved a lot of money being an EV fleet in that regard. What we based our turnover is on our contracts. You need to have the latest body styles for your affiliates and your clients. So when those body styles change, there is a new look. And your contracts will stipulate that you need to have a vehicle that's 5 years old or newer in look. And that has nothing to do with mileage on the car. It has nothing to do with the tread of the wheels and this, that, and the other. We have not in our process of turning over our fleet, none of those decisions were made based on any loss of memory in the battery, any issues with software. There right now, even after 5 years, there's no major new widgets or introductions into the electric vehicles, other than your screens going from a flat like iPad technology, which would be like your 4K, which is wonderful resolution, to these 3D images that you can get.
What about the battery conditions? What have you noticed about the performance of the batteries after 5 years? Is there any type of a downgrade, any type of a diminishment?
In our fleet of the 23 vehicles that we have that are either hybrid or fully electric, we have not lost anything more than 10% of the actual charging capability of those batteries. The most important thing is you've got to understand the product before you take it and use it. So you go to the manufacturer, you go to your dealership, and you learn all about it and you read about it. You don't set your batteries, because we turn them over so much and we cycle the batteries so much with different chauffeurs and they're constantly on the road. We do not charge that battery all the way up to 100%. A lot of people make that issue. They don't understand how you need to cycle your battery, charge it all the way up, charge it all the way down, so that you don't get the memories in your battery. We have not lost one single vehicle battery due to any memory loss. And there has not been any memory loss in any of our vehicles that has done anything to stunt my business, affect any of my clients at all.
Now, as you are preparing to acquire new EVs as your first wave cycles out, what are you sensing or seeing about residual values compared to, let's say, a Suburban or an ICE vehicle that is more typical for fleets? Are you getting more or less money for an EV when you resell it as opposed to an ICE vehicle?
Well, good question. And there's actually, if we didn't have the pandemic, this answer might be different. Right now, as we know, with the pandemic, you have a chip shortage. So the new vehicles that are coming out right now are not as smart or as progressively better than their predecessors 5 years ago. So right now there's a market out there for used vehicles, more so than the new ones. You can have a car right now that's 5 years old that actually has more technology built into it and is in better shape and will integrate with your phones and internet and networks and all of these other things that you have in your home and your life and everything, than ones coming out today, as the chip manufacturers are finally starting to get their employees back to work and design those brains to put back in the vehicles. So it's been very good for us in the sense that it only raised the value or slowed the drop of the value of your cars going out. We've been very good. Our vehicles have, for the most part, we're selling them just about 50% of their value, a little under 50% of the value, the trade-in value. I wouldn't have expected that if we didn't have the pandemic. We actually have manufacturers right now calling us, asking for these vehicles directly. So we're able to sit there and say, well, you want them? Well, what can you give us? Help us out. And if they can't, that helps you leverage to the private sector. Look, the manufacturers want these at this price. You know they're going to add X amount percent to that. Match me, and I'll give it to you for what the manufacturer is asking. I'm not a greedy individual. I want to move from here to there and make sure that whoever I sell the vehicle to, it's at top maintenance capabilities.
That's all the time we have for today. A special thank you to Robert Gaskell of Motive for his insights. Let us know down in the comments any of your thoughts or views about how EVs have performed in your fleet. The longer these vehicles run, the more we will know. Please remember to follow and connect with us on social media. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and sign up for our weekly Charge Fleet e-newsletter to stay up to date on the latest industry news and episodes of The Off-Peak. This series is also available on all major podcast platforms. I'm Martin Ramju with Charged Fleet. Thank you for joining us, and we hope to see you again here on another pulsating episode of The Off-Peak.